This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're doing was just tacking on $10 a month.
Right.
But I think partly because, as we point out, most people that have Max, the sports has been a nice addition, but it's not been the motivation for I'm getting Max. Let's be real. Most people that get Max, it's I want to watch HBO shows.
Right.
Like that's pretty
much HBO Max still to me.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. That's why most people did it. So they're now abandoning just tacking on $10 to everyone.
But they're going
to
raise the price for everybody. So it's a cable package type of deal here. Like, I don't care if you want to watch ESPN or not, you're going to be paying for it in your bill.
Well, that was what they wanted to do. They had backlash, and so now what they're going to do is $17 a month for the standard, which I presume does not include the sports, and then $21 a month for the premium, and that would be included. That goes into effect on March 30th.
Don't you think like Netflix having sports? I think that you just in the competition world, like if Netflix is going to be giving you your sports for free, how can Max be over here charging you for your sports? I know there's going to be more sports on Max, but Netflix isn't going to be upcharging you if you want to watch. Unless it's,
I think the biggest difference is right now with Netflix, they don't have enough volume to justify it, because it's mainly specials. Now, I would be very curious to know if indeed Netflix does end up bidding and winning on one of the NFL packages. They get the CBS package, or they
which
get
is
the
possible, right?
The Fox package. It would not shock me if you at that point you'll see a tiered. Because right now, it's tiered for. Is it even here?
There's not enough sports, right? It's just wrestling.
But no, what I'm saying, is there an ad-free version?
Yes, yeah. You can get the cheaper Netflix. Yeah.
You
can get it for under $10, I think.
It shows you, like, I have no idea which package I even have. I don't feel like I see ads when I watch Netflix, so I probably am stupidly paying.
You're probably paying double. That's the ad person.
That sounds about right. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we get into the list. Lots else to get to from the world of sports. We'll also have CJ Hurt coming up during hour number two. Stick around and listen. Jeff Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. NBA online standings. All right, Kevin, I'd mentioned to you this was something that's been driving me insane, and I didn't know, because I've been looking at it this morning, and I was like, I keep getting conflicting numbers. So, if you head over to NBA.com, and you look at the standings,
all right,
and you filter over to the section of standings that reads margins and stats, included in the standings is team's record when the opponent is 500 plus. So, to be clear, 500 plus to me means 500 or better. Because whenever you see one plus, it's one or more, two or more, 500 or better. The Grizzlies are listed as having a record in that category of 14 and 15. I click over to to ESPN.com. There is a section in the expanded standings, and you see record versus 500 and above. To me, meaning the exact same thing. Would you not agree?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
The Grizzlies' record is listed as 13 and 17. So, number one,
so we can get the
they don't even match. But number two, the number of games doesn't even match.
So something not updated. Where's Ross Wood? You listening here? We gotta get somebody from the Grizzlies to. What is the official
both standings have
here?
The Grizzlies at 30 and 28, but 14 and 15 with opponents 500 plus on NBA.com.
And this is an important stat because
this is what people have been talking about, right?
This is what we're dealing with, and you've got to try to if you're going to try to base your argument or
correct.
If you want to base your belief in. What's going on here with the Grizzlies? You want to look into that.
Well, and more importantly, like if you want to know, all right, are the Grizzlies worse off than the Nuggets, for instance?
Right, you want to compare
them. Both
teams
are 38 and 28. Well, if you're reading NBA.com, you sit there and you go, well, the Nuggets are 19 and 15 against teams 500 or better. Okay, well, that's a little concerning. But if I go over to ESPN.com, I see the Nuggets are 13 and 14. Against teams 500 and better.
Wait, is everybody 13 and 14?
Well, no, the Grizzlies are 13 and 17. That's
13,
the other thing.
Yeah,
the number of games doesn't even match up. One has 29 games, the other has 30 games.
Yeah.
Like,
in a game of that numbers matter, right?
Well, also, I was under the impression computer, like Excel spreadsheets, just do this, right?
AI, yeah.
I don't know if it's AI. It's
automatically updated.
Correct.
You type in the number or change a number, and boom, it goes. Yeah.
Correct. Let's see if the other games match up. All right, 3 points or fewer. The Grizzlies are 6-3. Okay, that matches up. 10-point games. The Grizzlies are 26-8 on ESPN. 26-8. It's the only thing that doesn't add up.
Yeah.
People have, like, I feel like I, and maybe it's because I am forced to look at the standings, I feel like, every single day, because usually, like, that's what people are constructing arguments based on one way or the other.
Right, of course, yeah.
But that one has been driving me nuts.
Somebody's messed up somewhere.
Someone's messed up. I was like, well, did one team flip? But it's like, no, it's kind of been this way for a couple of days. And that's where, because I saw maybe Drew Hill pointed out, because I think Drew maybe pointed out, well, Denver's sub 500. And I was like, well, are they? Because I thought I just looked at that the other day and they weren't. So
I did see Drew Hill did a story on John not liking social media. Maybe he can do one on you and not liking the standings here.
Yeah. I feel like my complaint's a little... Like, how many times do I have to hear... Like, Josh kind of getting the boy that cried wolf on social media, right? Like, because if it... Like, his latest explanation is...
Yeah.
I'm only on there for endorsements. There are plenty of athletes that are on there for that. They have people hired to do it.
Right. If you're getting endorsements, then you definitely have the budget
correct.
To hire somebody to do your social media
correct.
Post. Then you do not have to log. That is the number one thing I would start paying somebody
for. Oh, turn over all your accounts. If that's the problem is that's not the case. And the other thing is it kind of goes both ways. Like when Ja's hot in the streets, Ja loves him. Some social media.
Checking, yeah. I did, yeah. But yeah, the big headline of Ja not like you social. He probably likes it today. Probably loves it today.
I think that's probably the case. All right, let's go with the NFLPA survey. All right, Kevin, one of my favorite events of the year. The NFL Players Association releases their report card for all of their franchises. This year, 1,695 NFL players, roughly 77% of the NFLPA, took part in the survey, which was conducted from August 26th through November 20th of 2024. According to The Athletic, the NFL's 32 teams improved grades by an average of 3.5 points. the retired center, Treader, who's the president, or what's his title, chief strategy officer, said that there was a 41% increase in A's received from players. Teams received A's in 81 categories in 2023 and 114 during last season. Meanwhile, while teams received 65 grades of D-minus or lower for various categories in 2023, the number dropped to only 32, a 51% reduction in 2024. There were only four F-minus grades handed out. J.C. Treader said the floor is rising, which is important to highlight. The biggest jump, which kind of took me by surprise. Okay, yep. The one team I think that obviously everyone would agree, like, okay, well, we knew one team was going to take a big jump, the Commanders. Just going from getting rid of Snyder, going to Jared right. Harris, like, you knew that was going to be one. This one surprised me a little bit. The Chargers jumped from 30th to 5th.
Whoa, that is a huge jump.
And that's also another owner that historically has been viewed as extremely cheap. The Falcons improved from 25th to 3rd. The Commanders jumped from 32nd to 11th. For the second straight year, the Miami Dolphins and the Minnesota Vikings ranked 1st and 2nd. This year, the Falcons, the Las Vegas Raiders, and the Chargers rounded out the top five. Last season, it was Dolphins, Vikings, Packers, Eagles, and Jaguars received the highest overall grades. Meanwhile, the teams receiving the five worst grades were the Pittsburgh Steelers, the New York Jets, the Cleveland Browns, the New England Patriots, and the Arizona Cardinals. So the thing that I think is interesting about that is, with the exception of the Patriots, all four of those other owners, I guess the Browns, but the Haslams are in a special category. But the other thing, three of the five people inherited the team. Some broke boys, baby.
Yeah.
And technically, I guess you could say, while Woody Johnson didn't inherit the Jets, his dad kicked him out of the family and gave him money to go away. So he used the money that he got to basically never work at Johnson & Johnson. He got that to buy the Jets. I view those in the same category.
The Nepo babies.
Yes.
But so...
Earned, not given.
So the Dolphins were repeat champions on this.
Yes.
And then the Vikings, repeat runners-up. So Dolphins... do you think anything has to do with the fact that, you know, if you're, it's South Beach and the Dolphin, is there influence for the location? The Dolphins are in South Beach.
No, where I really think Stephen Ross is a guy that will spend on his team. So,
yeah.
So one of my good buddies is in the travel booking for athletic teams.
You have to spend.
He says the gold standard. He goes, whenever you hear the Dolphins are on the phone, he's like, they always charter the best jets. They like everything they do is always at the full expense. I think what it really boils down to is, A, you can't ignore how the team's doing. Like, I think that's a big part of it. But it seems like what really annoys them is food options.
Right. The survey lays, yeah, food. Right. What? Food. Go ahead. Food.
What seems to be the ones like food, how they treat their families. Do they offer, like, child care? So, like, with the Dolphins...
That's an important personal touch.
Correct.
That matters.
Like, with the Dolphins, let's see, for their report card.
Because the survey, you know, factors in the food cafeteria, the nutritionist, the locker room, which is something you see more often, right? Because, like, you just, for some reason, you see, oh, look at their new locker room, right?
Yeah, like, Dolphins provide daycare room during home games and a family room during home games.
So every team doesn't do that?
No.
But it's the NFL.
There's some cheap owners out there, baby. There's some owners that aren't. Now, this is the other thing I think that's interesting. So the NFL.
I mean, that's wild.
Well, the NFL finally approved private equity money. So some of these broke boys might be taking some private equity and trying to get a little more cash heavy.
Right. Yeah, cutting the child care. My goodness.
Yeah, I really think, like, it goes beyond, like, the worst.
No, it goes. I understand.
The worst grade that the Dolphins got was an A for the training staff.
The worst grade was an A.
Correct.
And you're, woo, what a academic all-star here for.
All right, this was
for the Dolphins, the honor roll, Valley Victorians here with this.
This one, where I did love the Jets giving Woody an F minus. Okay. Owner Woody Johnson's average rating for perceived willingness to invest in the facilities was 5.58 out of 10, ranking 32nd among 32nd, or run 32. The players feel that Johnson does not contribute to a positive team culture. The players felt that Johnson is only somewhat committed to building a competitive team, ranking 31 of 32. Also, though, this is interesting to me. If I said, who of the owners that you thought would get an F, who would be some of the options? I think the Jets obviously would have been one.
Well, yeah, for sure. And the thing is, given an F, do you go?
I guess this is not quite an F, but this is bottom third.
I guess the Patriots. I could see that. I could see the attitude. Is he distracted? You know, with the.
Well, it is also funny how forever.
Yeah.
That franchise was held up as the gold standard.
Right.
And it does go to show, maybe sometimes don't believe your own BS. Maybe it's just as simple as this. You had the best quarterback of all time and arguably the greatest coach of all time paired together at once. It might not have. It seems to me that it's a lot easier to run a franchise when you have those two things.
100%. I mean, I think that the further we get away from the Patriots, you know, the more I think from their dynasty, because it was a dynasty. That's what we see, right? No doubt Brady is hard to argue he's not the greatest quarterback. We're going to see. Belichick's going to prove it to us this year in North Carolina, his coaching ability.
Well, this shows how much team travel matters. Patriots get an F. For the record, the Patriots, I believe, are the only team in the NFL that owns their own plane. Turns out there may be a reason for that. Quote, players want an upgraded team plane. The current plane is too small, there is no Wi-Fi available, and there are seats with ashtrays in the armrests.
Wait a minute.
He bought an old 757.
I don't use Wi-Fi on a plane, but I it's always available if I want it. I have to pay them.
Is it?
I mean, it's supposed to be. It could be down. I don't know. I never buy it. But,
I'm saying it's the NFL.
No,
I'm with you. I would tell Patriots, hang in there. I don't know if you're familiar with Robert Kraft's political leanings, but he might be getting some Starlink up in there.
Oh, he could get Starlink. How does it not have Starlink already? You know? Yeah. But they're.
I think they're too busy giving it to United.
But really, honestly, yeah, you can't complain about your planes right now as long as they're taking off and landing the way they're supposed to.
Well, there was another one that made me laugh. I think it was the Eagles. This was great because if this is true, I this is one of those ones that I just don't, even if I'm not even going to research whether or not it's true. I just want to believe it's true. Team travel, F. 43% of the Eagles players believe they have a comfortable amount of personal space on team flights, ranking 30 out of 32. The players feel that their team's travel schedule is not very efficient, a rank of 26 out of 32. Players feel that they should get first-class seats on team flights instead of the coaching staff. First off, I always thought they're all chartering the team planes that are all first class.
Right, that all of them are first-class level seating. Like the comfortable seats for everybody.
Now, the one problem, this is one of those things where if I'm a coach in today's NFL, I am thinking you know what, leader of men, I'll go to the back of the plane. But there's that weird thing of, okay, if they are chartered, let's say they're just chartering a Delta plane that is operational. And so it just has the normal.
There's a plane that you could get on next week.
Correct.
Yeah.
I mean, Kevin, there's not 53 first class seats.
Right. So it's got to be fair.
I'm just saying, coaching staff, there's only 12 of us. 53 of y'all. Listen, I'd love for y'all to sit first class, but there's not enough. And we can't pay, everyone's a team back there. Like, you all got to be, it's like, I can't play favorites.
What's fascinating is coming from the Eagles, though. You're Super Bowl champions here. But if they can fly like this, then.
It does show how, like, what are the things that they actually care about? It's like, all right, we want free food and we want to sit in nice planes. Like, it is kind of funny. Like, a lot of this distills down to that.
Free food is a very underrated thing. If you're able to provide people with free food, they will provide you with great service. I think that's
because the Eagles still came in and they were like solidly in the middle of the pack. Their locker room was down too.
How do they rank the Philly cheesesteaks?
C-minus in treatment of families. They did get an A-minus in food and dining. Locker room D+, F in team travel. Also, I think though for the Eagles.
And what's Kansas City? I'm just curious on the comparison of the
Super
Bowl matchup.
Bad last year. Yeah, they're towards the bottom. B minus in treatment of families.
Okay.
D minus that's in locker room. Uh-huh. Old. That's the other thing. Old stadiums. C minus training room. B in team travel. A+ in head coach. They got a C- overall. They were in the bottom. Let's see. They are. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th from the bottom. But also, another owner inherited the team.
But do you think that you get some of the owners and they can look at this survey and be like, seeing the successful teams and say, well, this doesn't matter. Look, they have an F. Their travel's terrible. They won the Super Bowl. We don't have to worry about it.
So it's interesting because I was thinking about that. I was like, okay, is there correlation? Because like,
I don't think there is. I mean, if you say everything like, was kind of all around on the Kansas City and Eagles.
Well, like, here's the top. Miami, Minnesota, right. Atlanta, Denver, Chargers, Raiders. So of those teams, Minnesota made the playoffs and Denver made the playoffs. And they were both wild card teams. The only division winner was the Commanders, but they came in at 11th. I think that was the highest division winner.
Because it's kind of like a happiness survey, really, right? Like, you're trying to figure out
100%.
How happy are your employees. And it does not, the winning does not necessarily influence any of that. If the other stuff is lousy, they're going to point it out and they're going to notice it.
I also can't figure out how the Browns.
The winning doesn't solve everything.
I don't know how the Browns scored so high. Okay. Oh, no, I separate. Okay. All right. Ownership. Okay. Dolphins, Vikings, Broncos. The Texans. The Texans showed up. That's a winner at 7th. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, CJ Hurt is going to join the program. We'll discuss some Grizzlies and more with him when we come back right here on Jeff Wright and Company. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry's starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
I don't like it.
I know.
CJ Heron is, of course, a Grind City Media personality. You can see him every weekday on the Jessica Benson Show with CJ Hurt. Also, the HBCU Huddle. Follow him on Twitter, on X, at ConRadicalness. All right, CJ, you have to tell me if these two stories are coincidence or this is the show of tell your story, or just think of it in these terms. If you don't like the conversation, change it. Story number one. Four New Orleans men's basketball players who have been suspended since late January are under investigation for possible NCAA violations related to sports gambling, according to multiple reports. Story number two. Percy Miller, a.k.a. Master P, has been named the president of basketball operations at the University of New Orleans, also coming from today at 11:30.
Wait, hold on. Make him say, Oh, that's the story. I don't need to hear anything else.
Right, exactly. I'd say mission accomplished.
What are we doing? That's incredible. I listened to the Master P on my way into work today. It's nice outside, and when it's nice outside, every now and then I like to take a stroll down memory lane. I like to listen to Miss Ice Cream Man. I like to listen to make them say, I like to listen to Ain't My Fault. It ain't Master P song, but I do like to listen to some old school No Limit. That's incredible. When the hell are we going to let Juicy J and Project Pat run the University of Memphis Athletic Department? I think they could do some cool things.
So, again, I don't know if that is coming, but I do find this interesting. If you look at it in the world of college football, what we've been seeing is when they go the GM route, they're largely going player personnel. Like today, right. The Oklahoma announces they've hired Jim Nagy, who used to run the Senior Bowl. But what we are starting to see more in college basketball, yesterday UNC announces they've hired Jim Tanner to be their Jaw's old agent, you know, runs whatever that agency is, like one of the NBA super agents. And Master P, been in the music business, marketing, everything. It seems like college basketball is going more like marketing / money people, whereas football's still doing like roster construction.
I think that you are right. Because the NCAA and because the member institutions, right? We say in the NCAA, I think that sometimes alleviates some of the pressure and burden that's on the member institutions, the actual group that makes up the NCAA, because they fought against this, players being compensated for their work. They fought against it for so long. When it ended up passing through Congress, and it ended up being one of these things where, hey, we can't fight this anymore. They've got no true structure, no true system in place for what it is or what it should look like. So now it's beginning to take a bit of shape. We are, 3 years now, 4 years into this era, this NIL era, and now we're beginning to see it finally take structure, whereas, and it's taken structure kind of on its own and by force. Whereas had you been forward thinking and been in front of this, you could have built the structure yourself if you were the member institutions, right? If you were these various universities, University of Tennessee, Alabama, Michigan, all those universities, right? You could have built this structure yourself. I think it is fascinating to see how all of this sort of morphs into whatever the hell it is or whatever the hell it will be in the not too distant future. Because we are getting, like you said, marketing, player personnel decisions, like GMs. I know that's big. When Bill Belichick went to North Carolina, he's like, y'all need a general manager in here. Imagine telling us 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago that college football is going to need a general manager position. Duke basketball is going to need somebody to guide players and look after players and their checks and their investment and the money that they're bringing in, right? Like, that would have blown us away. We would have been thrown off of that. But now that's what it is right now. And I think it's great. I wish that the NCAA had been forward thinking, though, and built the guardrails earlier as opposed to letting them have to build themselves. But, hey, snooze you lose, that's their problem.
Well, I think it's also interesting to think about it. It's kind of reflective of the NFL and the NBA, where, okay, yeah, we're seeing Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce on every ad that we can think of, but in general, NFL players are not as marketable, whether it's because they have helmets on, whether it's because of the roster size, whatever the reason may be.
Those are some.
There's a much smaller amount. But in the NBA, almost every big star has some type of marketing campaign. And I guess it kind of makes sense. It's like in basketball, hey, we don't have to recruit as big of a roster. We only need, you know, four guys a year to be competitive. But a big part of this is not only are we going to get you the NIL money, like, we got to make sure that you have the best endorsement opportunities. And it kind of makes sense to me that basketball's going this route, because that's kind of like, if you think about it in terms of, to my knowledge, I don't know of an NFL GM, whoever runs a roster, whatever the title they give you, that was a former agent. But it happens in basketball fairly frequently. Like, Bob Meyer was an agent, Pelinka was an agent.
Yeah.
Like, we see it happen way more in the NBA, but we don't really see it in the NFL. It's still mostly roster people.
Yeah, because, like, for the reason you named, basketball is a smaller sport, right? So if you're an agent and you've got basketball clients, well, you get you 7 or 8 basketball clients. Now you've got a pretty good connection of players that you can pull from and extended players that you can pull from once you become like a general manager. You can lean on those connections a bit more as opposed to in the NFL where, all right, you've got 8 to 12 clients. Well, hell, it's 22 dudes on the field, right?
Yeah.
That's just not going to be the same type of thing. Also, when you look at the NIL payment in basketball versus football, like, it's fewer players that you have to pay on a basketball team because of the nature of the sport, right? So you can do a bit more and get a bit more creative in that sort of a sense. You know, sure. Thinking about women's basketball, you can have Juju on your women's basketball team and be sure that she gets the State Farm commercial and nobody's going to bat an eye at that. And that's always going to make sense as opposed to football where there are 22 players on the field, 11 on offense, 11 on defense, all vying for a piece of that pie.
So CJ, would you say basketball might be easier to master?
Don't forget his WCW days.
In his basketball days, too. So Master P, he's a basketball player, right?
Yeah, for the Hornets.
Originally, technically,
there was a G League, Master P probably gets to the NBA, right? If he could have gone to a G League and had some development the way that they're doing it now, Master P would have been on the Hornets G League team, and he would eventually made it to the NBA. Legit.
And he fought, Jeffrey said, fought in WCW, of course. Fought against the push saying that rap was crap. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Remember Mr. Perkins hitting the West Texas Rednecks? Yeah.
How could you forget? All right.
What's your favorite masterpiece song?
Oh, there you go.
Is it How You Do That There?
Well, I
make them say,
what were you listening to this morning? If you were really, listening to, what were you listening to? What album? What were you listening on Spotify?
Well, I have a rap playlist from my childhood on Spotify. Master P was very, very big in my childhood, and so was just that whole New Orleans scene, right? So you had Master P and No Limit, and then right on the tail end of them, before they started the new No Limit thing, Cash Money Records came in. So it was a whole lot of Master P on there. So it was How You Do That There and Mr. Ice Cream Man, and then there was some Cash Money that was played. I listened to some Pastor Troy was on that list. It was a lot of rap from the like mid-90s to early 2000s that was on there. It was a good list, Kevin. I'll send it to you.
So do you think, CJ, that the Tigers should be reaching out to DJ Paul or Juicy J or A-Ball, MJG? Who should they be reaching out to?
All of them. Reach out to all of them. Let's get it going. Right, let's see if we can't make something happen here. All of them have a background in making money and getting money. And that's what you need right now, because it's no longer about the relationships. It's about how much money you can pay. So right. You need somebody who can go out there and get you a bunch of money. And who better to go out there and get it out the mud than people who've already gotten it out of the mud?
Yeah, forget about
Juicy J and DJ Paul won a daggum Oscar for crying out loud. Go get them.
Forget about Moneybag Yo Gotti. Don't have them perform at Memphis Madness. Just make them the president of basketball operations.
Still, it's the best line from the Oscars. Jon Stewart after 3-6-1 for Song of the Year, whatever the best song. For the Oscars, for those keeping score at home,
right?
Martin Scorsese, 0 Oscars, 3-6 Mafia, 1, and then the crowd went nuts.
It is Oscar week.
I want to point out something though that you mentioned, CJ. The recruiting term relationships. I always used to say that was just code for Bagman. At least we've just changed. Like. Oh, he's got great relationships. No, that was a guy that knew how to get the job done. Now I do enjoy how, like, relationships is actually being, like, we're now seeing it for what it was, which is, oh, God, was a great recruiter. It's like, nah, the guy knew how to get it done. Like, it's kind of the same thing now.
Cough, cough, Calipari, right? Uh-huh. Like, that's the thing. When everybody is, when it's legal and everybody can do it, like, okay, now what can you do to combat it? As is the case for, I think Calipari falls into this. I think Bill Self falls into this as well. Recklessly speculating, so reckless.
Allegedly.
But like, if Kansas State is trying not to pay players because they're afraid of NCAA sanctions, if Ole Miss basketball is trying not to pay players because they're afraid of NCAA sanctions, but you are allowed to, well, yeah, that gives you an advantage. That makes your relationship with a top recruit better when you can say, hey, listen, whatever they're gonna give you, it ain't gonna be enough, and I can give you way more than what they can give you. Like, that's going to obviously increase the affection and the affinity and the relationship. Well, now that Kansas State can, and Iowa State can, and Ole Miss can, and Mississippi State can, and Alabama can, and Auburn can, because it's all above board, it's all above the table. Now it is, everybody's got the same amount of money as you to spend, which is unlimited, right? You can spend whatever the hell you want to. Miami men's basketball a couple years ago was spending, you know, millions of dollars on their roster, and that's Miami. That's Miami. So now that you can, it's all right. Well, go out there and get the job done. But you can't if you don't have the money, because now some of these coaches are being outspent and they're not used to that. And it's going to be a struggle for them to build their rosters if they aren't able to spend with their competitors now, unlike in years past when they were outspending their competitors.
All right, I want to switch gears for you a little bit. Last night, Ja brings back the gritty. We asked the question this or earlier in the show. Did Ja get his smile back last night?
I mean, for a moment, sure. I don't think that. I think they can go out there against this Knicks team and they go out there and lose, and that smile will leave immediately, right? That's a part of being a competitor. Yeah, I'm happy as hell when things win, but I'm also mad as hell when I lose and when things aren't going the way that I think that they should. So in that moment, yeah, the smile came back. But there were moments in that game where Ja was frustrated and where Ja was frowning and scowling a bit there. There were some very frustrating moments for Ja Morant in that game. It just culminated in Ja Morant doing the things that we all know him to be able to do because he's done it. He's done it time and time again in late game situations where he's knocking down big time shots to tie games or win games outright. And so because he's always going to have that ability, one of the greatest closers in the NBA that we have right now, there will be games where even though it starts off frustrating and in the middle it's frustrating, because he's so special at the end of the game, you can put it in his hands and call 12 and he'll go out there and win it for you. And when you hit a last-second shot, when you hit the shot to tie the game or to win the game, you can't be too mad, man. You got to put a smile on your face.
Well, plus, let's not forget about the pass to Brandon Clark that was such a massive pass. But I guess this is where I struggle, because I agree with you. In general, like, I do kind of buy into the notion, show me a good loser and you show me a loser. And so I don't want someone that, like, is comfortable losing. I do think at times Ja's frustration has led to play that's not beneficial to the team this year.
Yeah, I think that is a fair statement. He can't get too low on the lows, right? Like when you're not getting the foul calls and people are missing assignments on the defensive end and on the offensive end, they're not where you want them to be. It can be frustrating. I understand why it would frustrate you, but you can't get too low. I appreciated the fact, one of the things that I really appreciated about what he did last night, even though the three ball was not falling, he still found a way to have an impact on the game, both on the defensive side of the ball and on the offensive side of the ball, scoring the ball, because he was going to the rim, and instead of hanging and double pumping and trying to go around dudes, he was going into their bodies, and that was leading to fouls being called on the shot. So Ja Morant might have had a terrible night from three last night, but he had a really good night from the free throw line. And so yep. When the three ball isn't falling, him being able to get downhill, get to the rim, finish at the rim, and or draw contact to get the foul shots, that's something that is so, so important for this team. And that's something that he can do. The three ball might not fall in certain games, but he can always get downhill and get to the rim. And if he's willing to go into somebody and not shy away from contact, he's going to get those fouls called.
Okay, can you use your special connections? I mentioned this to Kevin. I'm getting very annoyed. If you go look at the standings on NBA.com, and then you go and you look at records against 500 opponents, or opponents 500 or better, NBA.com says 14-15 for the Grizzlies, and then ESPN.com, same category, says 13-17. It's not even the same number of games. It's still the same criteria. Can we figure out which one's right? Like, I know I could technically do my own research and do the tally system, but can you just get them to fix it? Because that's like a lot of work for me.
All them listeners at 92.9 and none of these people can help you out.
No. Might say something about how many listeners are.
But all I do... But I do know that they won one last night, though. They didn't.
No, they did not. No. All right, CJ, you're great to join us, buddy.
Yeah, I appreciate it, y'all.
But they did win, though.
They didn't. And we're not going to let that take away from the fact that game was fun.
It was awesome.
There was a future Hall of Famer that was playing out of his mind. We had Devin Booker shooting the ball out of his mind. Also, even Bradley Beal. Like, he was awesome last night.
I love their games with Morant and Durant. It just makes me, miss Jack Eaton even more, right? Yep. Like, you got a Morant and Durant game. Yep. Let's get some poetry going here.
All right, when we come back, we tell your story next, right here on Jeff Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. All right, Kevin, for today's Don't Tell The Story, Tell Your Story, I'm going to go with the Los Angeles Rams. On Tuesday, Diana Rossini of The Athletic reported on Scoop City, her podcast, that the Rams are comfortable and feel good with Jimmy Garoppolo should Matthew Stafford move on. Sure they do. That's a nice... Listen. We don't have to meet that number. We're very comfortable with Jimmy G. Uh-huh. Yeah. All right, my man. I appreciate being in here. Writer
yeah,
the Right
of course,
Trivia
yeah.
Tomorrow, 10:30 a.m. Kevin will be with us. We'll have another fabulous prize. Shout out to
awesome
Cindy Delore.
Prizes,
as You've always.
Such great prizes on Rider Than Right Driven. You don't even have to win.
Just play honorably. Want to thank CJ Hurt for joining the program. If you missed anything, be up on the podcast show after the program ends. For Dennis, for Kevin, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show is coming up next.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.